بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Sharm el-Sheikh Conference Solidifying the Occupation Under the Slogan of quote-unquote Peace by Ustad Sayyid Fadl. On October 13, 2025, a large international conference entitled the Sharm el-Sheikh Peace Summit convened in the Egyptian city of Sharm el-Sheikh with the participation of more than 20 states and international organizations. It was co-chaired by the President of America, Trump, and the President of Egypt, Sisi, and was attended by a number of Arab and Western leaders in addition to representatives from the United Nations and the European and African Unions. This conference came after the announcement of an agreement to stop the war on Gaza, which included the exchange of prisoners, the opening of limited corridors for aid, and the rearrangement of the situation in Gaza under international supervision. The convening of the conference was not routine. Instead, it resulted from the interplay of a number of political and military factors, including 1. Stopping the war. Following the escalation of public pressure globally, especially in Europe and America, America pushed towards establishing a long-term truce that guarantees the security of the Jewish entity and prevents the renewal of confrontation. 2. Preventing the escalation of the Islamic popular movement. This war brought the Palestine issue back to the forefront of the global scene and revived the Islamic spirit in the street. This concerned the agent regimes and the West about the possibility of the Ummah or its armies mobilizing, so the conference was convened to politically recontain the situation. 3. Reorganizing the administration of Gaza. America seeks new arrangements in the Gaza Strip that remove Hamas from effective control and establish a civilian administration under international or Arab supervision in preparation for introducing the occupying Jewish entity into more comprehensive political arrangements. 4. Setting the stage for the post-war phase. By linking reconstruction to conditional funding and international oversight, introducing international monitoring forces, and normalizing relations with the Jews through official channels. Behind the slogans raised about quote-unquote peace and reconstruction lie clear goals that serve the project of America and the Jewish entity. First, solidifying the ceasefire according to the American vision, which means transforming the temporary truce into a permanent state that freezes the conflict and prevents it from erupting again. Second, disarming the resistance under the heading of quote-unquote security arrangements. Through the introduction of an international monitoring force on Gaza's borders, and linking funding to the donors' approval of the security plan. Third, forming a technocratic or joint Arab administration for the Gaza Strip that is led by agents of the West, which places the real decision-making power in the hands of America and the West and ends the influence of Hamas and the armed factions. Fourth, solidifying Egypt's role as a security guarantor for those arrangements in accordance with the Camp David Treaty and coordination with the Jewish entity. This means creating a security situation that unleashes the hand of the Egyptian regime to arrest, kill, pursue, and accomplish what the Jews failed to achieve in eliminating the resistance. Fifth, transforming the Palestine issue into a humanitarian issue by focusing on reconstruction, funding, and improving life instead of liberating the land and uprooting the occupying Jewish entity. The conference once again demonstrated the organic alliance between the colonialist Kafir West and the rulers of the Muslims. The West, led by America, views Palestine not as an occupied land that must be liberated, but instead as a security issue that must be arranged in a way that guarantees the continued superiority of the Jewish entity. Therefore, it throws all its political weight towards liquidating the Palestinian cause and integrating the Jewish entity into the region. As for the Arab rulers, especially the rulers of Egypt, they are implementing tools for the American project. They secure the borders of the Jews, pressure the resistance factions, close the crossings, and offer quote-unquote peace conferences as a political cover for betrayal. The matter was not limited to Egypt. The rulers of Jordan, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and Saudi Arabia participated in the conference and blessed its outcomes. This alignment clarifies that these rulers are not part of the Ummah. Instead, they are part of the camp of its enemies, executing America's orders and suppressing every genuine movement to support Palestine. Every conference or agreement based on recognizing the Jewish entity or negotiating over a part of the land of Palestine is void and Islamically forbidden. Palestine is Islamic land, and none of the rulers or factions possess the authority to surrender even a single inch of it. Instead, the Sharia obligation is to mobilize the armies of the Muslims to liberate it, just as Salahuddin, may Allah have mercy on him, did when he liberated it from the Crusaders. Indeed, this conference is a new link in the project to liquidate the Palestine issue by transferring it from the military field to the American negotiation table, with the participation of the traitorous regimes that guard the occupying Jewish entity. And the West cannot be an impartial mediator, for it is the one that created the Jewish entity, and it is the one that protects, funds, and guarantees its military superiority. Participating in these conferences or accepting the outcomes is betrayal against the Ummah and Islam, because it solidifies the existence of the enemy on the land of the Muslims and deviates the compass away from the correct Sharia solution. The correct Sharia obligation regarding Gaza and the rest of Palestine is neither by issuing statements nor by waiting for international conferences, but instead by undertaking jihad to liberate the land and support its people with weapons and men, not with conditional aid nor political settlements. The armies surrounding Palestine in Egypt, Jordan, Syria, and Turkey possess the full capability to crush the Jewish entity within a few hours of daylight. However, the rulers prevent their movement, adhering to the agreements of humiliation and betrayal, such as Camp David, Wadi Araba, and Oslo Accords. Therefore, the Sharia obligation upon the Ummah is to incite the armies to mobilize, to overthrow these rulers, and to establish the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate which liberates the lands and restores the Ummah's glory. O people of Egypt, Al-Khinana, what happened in Sharm el-Sheikh is a new stab in Gaza's back and an attempt to impose American arrangements that finish up what regimes of the spirit of the resistance. Victory will not be achieved through quote-unquote peace conferences, but through your siding with your Ummah and your deen, breaking the chains of the rulers and moving to liberate Palestine from the Jews. O sincere ones in the army of Egypt, Al-Khinana, your rulers are actively and practically participating in maintaining the Jewish entity, and this is not unexpected from them, as they are the ones who helped create it in the heart of the Islamic Ummah. However, what is truly unexpected is your stance. Why are you still clinging to the Sykes-Picot nationalistic borders that divided and tore apart the sons of the one Ummah? Where are the concepts of Islam that make war against any Muslim, war against all Muslims? So until when will you mobilize everywhere except in jihad, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of Islam and Muslims? So cast off the chains of the agent rulers and be with the sincere workers, striving to implement Islam again under the shade of the Khilafah Rashida, the rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, which will lead you towards the complete liberation, tahrir, of Palestine and all occupied Muslim lands, and you will gain the virtue and honour of the Ansar, the military supporters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. O Allah, prepare for this Ummah an affair of guidance, wherein the people of your obedience are granted honour, and the people of your disobedience are humiliated, wherein your book governs and your state is established, wherein the good is commanded and the forbidden is forbidden, and wherein Palestine and all Muslim lands are liberated. Member of the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.